Ramayan Act 2, Chapter 14. Sita found. Scene 3. Hanuman tests the Rakshasa's strength. Hanuman wanted first to test the Rakshasa's strength. Now that he had actually penetrated into Lanka, he saw his opportunity. If he could incite the Rakshasas to fight with him, it would give him some idea of their force and power. And besides that, Hanuman wanted to do some damage to the demon forces before he left. Thinking in this way, Hanuman, now in a vast form, began ripping up the trees and bushes in the gardens. He tore down the walls and archways and hurled them into ponds. Moving like a tempest and roaring all the while, the Vanara created havoc in the grove. He took up a huge iron bar and stood at the entrance to the garden, eagerly awaiting the arrival of the Rakshasa troops. The inhabitants of Ravana's palace were terrified to hear the roaring of Hanuman, along with the crashing of trees and the cries of frightened animals. The Rakshasis, who were buried in sleep, now awoke with a startle. They saw Hanuman standing at the gate of the garden, like a towering hill. Some of them had already noticed that Sita was speaking to a monkey, and thus they questioned her about his identity. "How should I know anything about this wonderful being?" "You are the ones skilled in sorcery and magic. Why then can you not ascertain for yourselves the nature of this creature?" Some of the Rakshasis ran in fear to Ravan. They reported to him that the monkey had entirely destroyed the beautiful gardens, leaving only the large Shingshapa tree under which Sita lay. Ravana flared up. His eyes blazed, and hot tears fell from them like drops of burning oil from a lamp. He thought for a moment. This attacker was probably a powerful emissary of the gods, or even Vishnu. No one else would dare assail Lanka. Ravana ordered a select band of Rakshasa warriors, the Kinkaras, to capture Hanuman. 80,000 of them immediately gathered and left for the garden. The massive Rakshasas were endowed with extraordinary might. They had large teeth and were holding fierce weapons. In one body, they rushed toward the Ashoka Grove, keen to lay hold of Hanuman. Seeing the colossal monkey, they darted at him like moths toward a flame. They attacked Hanuman with their sharp-edged spears, maces, clubs, iron pikes, and scimitars, surrounding and shouting at him loudly. Waves of arrows sped toward Hanuman, rushing through the air and sounding like a roaring gale. Hanuman then assumed an even larger form. He lashed the ground with his tail and uttered a great cry. "Victory to Ram and Lakshman! I am Hanuman, son of the wind god, and I am here as Ram's servant. Why, not even 1,000 Ravanas can withstand me. I shall destroy Lanka and then return to my master." the Kinkarers were struck with fear upon seeing Hanuman's size and hearing his booming voice, which shook the earth. They closed in on him in the thousands. Hanuman whirled the iron bar and began striking the demons down. Bounding into the air and tearing through the Rakshasa ranks, Hanuman swiftly annihilated them. He moved like the wind, and he could hardly be seen by the Rakshasas. Within a short time, they were virtually wiped out. A few of them survived and ran back to Ravan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.